I want to ask you about how the attitudes towards this event are changing under a Trump administration. There are journalists who have refused to attend, pointing to attacks against the media and free speech by the Trump administration, arguing that journalists shouldn't be celebrating or rubbing shoulders with those actively eroding democratic institutions. Is that something that you've grappled with, David?
Yes, and we certainly did at The Guardian. And it's notable, for example, the New York Times have been not attending this dinner for many years, long predating Trump, partly because of those concerns that they don't want to be rubbing shoulders with the powerful elite who they are supposed to be holding to account. And yet there were certainly extra calls this time to boycott it, because why drink wine with a man who calls the media the enemy of the people, the fake news media who reels off a lot of lies. And I, even over the weekend, I heard some pretty compelling arguments in that direction. And then other people I spoke to gave equally compelling arguments about the importance of attending to sort of make a statement. This is our house that Trump is coming to, rather than letting him chase us out. And we thought about all of this at The Guardian, and we've been attending the dinner regularly, and decided to take the approach that in our table of 10 guests, half of them would be Guardian staff who were actually working as reporters that night, covering the event. And the other half would be free speech advocates, people from organizations such as the Committee to Protect Journalists, really to try and be intentional, to try and make a statement that we believe that the First Amendment is worth defending. What we will never know is if Trump had attacked the media, would at least some of our guests walked out, and we would have interviewed them about why they decided to make that stand. I did actually meet another activist, campaigner, lawyer, who said he was planning to walk out during the Trump speech. So who knows what would have happened? And I think the dinner was bound to be controversial whichever way it went.
Mm. David, just before I let you go, how do you think this latest incident will play with Trump's base? There has been a hardening of views among some within the MAGA movement around the 2024 attack against the president, people claiming that it was staged. How do you think this latest incident will play?
I'm afraid the conspiracy theories have already started up, including, I think, Tucker Carlson, a right-wing commentator who's been a sharp critic of Trump over Iran and has really broken from him and apologized for urging people to support Trump. He's already sort of questioning, could Trump have staged this attack? And there are some other right-wing conspiracy theorists asking that. And I heard some of the journalists who were there saying, what a sad state of affairs that we've come to this, that you had literally hundreds of journalists in a room. They witnessed it themselves. They then went out to report what they'd seen. And yet even that is now questioned and uncertain in the world in which we're living. So Trump's popularity is on the wane. So from both the right and the left, he will get some critics, some speculating about this. However, I suspect there will be other parts of his base who probably feel reassured and thought that he performed well and, in their view, in a dignified manner at this dinner and the way he came out afterwards. And I think they will be, you know, cheerleading for him. So, I mean, overall, I would say it's probably a net positive for Trump with his own supporters.
Well, David, we're glad to know that you and the other guests are safe. Thank you so much for building that context around this for us, and we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was The Guardian's Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief, David Smith. You can find more of his work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest pieces on the shooting on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.